The Star Report with Sasha Starr.
Nothing Jewish in today's Star Report, I'm afraid. And I'm not sure how crossover either, but we're going to begin with the very, very extended royal family. That is because Samantha Markle, who is Meghan Markle's half-sister, who I really hope didn't really exist anymore, but it sadly does, she has announced that she is going to release a tell-all book about her famous sibling.
Gosh, nobody ever saw that coming. Okay, I'm going to just be quiet.
The title of the book, The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, From Lullabies to Lies. If that's not a tabloid, I don't know. And if it could get worse, it's that the book is set to be released in spring, or the northern spring of next year, which is when Meghan and Harry are due with their first. So let's hope that the nasty aunt doesn't come to the christening. Moving on to other baby news, Jessica Chastain, who is an Oscar-nominated actress, very, very private about her personal life, she has welcomed a little girl via surrogate. So she married an Italian count last year named Gianluca Paside Proposullo, and they have now welcomed little Giulietta. So mazel tov to them. Also mazel tov to, I'm going to say, Mr. and Mrs. Bieber. That is because Hailey Baldwin, who is the nephew of Alec Baldwin and has been in a relationship with Justin Bieber for quite a few months, they got engaged earlier this year. And there was speculation about 2 months ago whether or not they had tied the knot because they were spotted outside of a New York courthouse. Now, Hailey has sort of given us an indication of what happened. She's gone on Instagram and she's actually changed her account handle to Hailey Bieber. To back that up, her husband posted a photograph of the two of them and he captioned it, "My wife is awesome." So mazel tov to the new Biebers. Mazel tov also to Snoop Dogg, who, after being around for 25 years, has now received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So he decided during the ceremony to thank his biggest fan, who was that? Himself. He says in his speech, "I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times." So well done, Snoop. You deserve a gin and juice. And finally, Forbes magazine, as we're reaching the end of the year, has announced the top earning female musicians. And quite interesting names. I'm going to go from 10. In 10th place, Britney Spears, earning $30 million. $31 million puts Celine Dion in 9th place. Helene Fisher, who admittedly I have no idea who that is, in 8th place with $32 million. Rihanna with $37.5 million. Jennifer Lopez with $47 million. Closing out the top 5, Lady Gaga with $50 million. Pink with $52 million. In 3rd place is Beyonce with $60 million. Taylor Swift ranked number 2 with $80 million, and her rival with $83 million in first place is Katy Perry. And that is your Star Report for the week.
Thanks so much, Sasha Star.
Always wonder how much I breathe during that.
You know what? Thinking about that Meghan Markle, crazy, yes, Samantha Markle woman.
Yes.
She has to be very, very careful what she discloses, because now she's talking about a member of the royal family.
Exactly.
She's not talking about her little stepsister who she used to terrorize and a huge mountain of excrement could come down on her head.
Very true. I have no doubt the royal family has a very good legal team.
But I don't think she thinks things through.
I don't think so. I think she's definitely, there's some issues there, mental health issues, unfortunately, and she just really needs to sort of move on with her own life.
Well, that at least would explain it, because I was wondering, how do you sell a sibling down a river? But maybe, you know, mental health issues might explain that.
Sort of the Cinderella story, yeah. You know? This is one of the ugly stepsisters.
Only she thought she was Cinderella.
That's the problem.
But turns out her ugly stepsister is Cinderella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it.